All right, everyone, buckle up, because we're diving into something new today. We're tackling angels, but, and here's the twist, we're going straight to the source, well, kind of YouTube.
Oh, YouTube deep dives, always an adventure.
Right. But seriously, we're looking at three videos, Gabriella's tips of the day. And trust me, there's some surprisingly thought-provoking stuff about angels in there.
It's interesting, actually. These videos, they use this really personal approach, you know? Like Gabriella is speaking directly to you, almost like a friend offering advice.
Yeah, it feels intimate, right? And kind of trippy. With the whole setup, she's got a human assistant on camera, but the voice and visuals, that's all AI.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. Adds a whole other layer to it.
It does. So Gabriella claims angels have worked with humanity for centuries. Centuries. Makes you wonder about all that history, right?
For sure. I think that emphasis on personal experience, that's what draws people in. It makes these big spiritual ideas feel less intimidating, more accessible.
Totally. Okay, so speaking of big spiritual ideas, Gabriella lays out this four worlds model. You've got the divine, heaven, the angelic realm, and of course us down here on Earth.
Classic cosmology. I'm intrigued. Go on.
Well, here's where it gets interesting. She doesn't place these worlds out there somewhere distant, no. She says they're all inside you.
Ah, so it's like a map of our inner spiritual landscape. Not a new concept, really. Various traditions have explored this: chakras in Hinduism, the Kabbalah in Jewish mysticism. They all touch on this idea of interconnected realms of being.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it. And what I found fascinating, she says humans, we can tap into all four realms, but angels, they're kind of stuck in the angelic realm.
Interesting. A limitation on their part, you could say. Makes the potential of humans within this framework all the more remarkable, wouldn't you say?
Definitely makes you think. But here's something comforting. Gabriella, she's adamant that angels, they see us as perfect beings. Like no matter what we do, our flaws, our differences, they just see us as complete.
There's real power in that idea, that inherent worthiness. It speaks to this deep human longing for unconditional love and acceptance, don't you think? That we're inherently worthy of love, just as we are.
It's a beautiful thought. And to help visualize this connection, Gabriella uses this really cool analogy. She compares angels to rays of sunshine emanating from the sun, which represents God.
I like that. Analogies are often used to make these abstract spiritual concepts more relatable. It's a way to understand the divine through something tangible, like the warmth of the sun.
Exactly. And it really drives home that idea of angels as pure expressions of divine love and light. So we've talked about realms and sunshine and seeing the good in us, but let's get down to the practical stuff. What can angels actually do?
$1 million question.
Right. And Gabriella doesn't hold back. She gives some really specific examples like, ever had trouble finding a parking spot?
Who hasn't?
Exactly. Well, she says angels can help with that. They can help you snag that perfect spot.
Like a little parking miracle. I like that.
Right. But it gets even wilder. She claims they can even, get this, manipulate time.
Yeah, that's a skill I could use.
Tell me about it. But on a serious note, I think this focus on practical help, it speaks to this human desire for proof, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We want tangible evidence, something to show us that this unseen world is real and it's impacting our lives.
Yeah, like those small miracles you were talking about. It's validating to think something beyond us might be lending a hand.
Definitely. It's like that story about the angels of Mons. Are you familiar with that one?
Vaguely. Remind me.
Yeah. So it was during World War I, this particularly brutal battle. And afterwards, there are all these accounts from British soldiers who claim to have been saved by angels.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah. Whether you take those stories literally or see them as a metaphor, they've resonated for over a century. It speaks to that very human belief in divine intervention, right? Especially in moments of crisis, when we feel most vulnerable.
It's fascinating how these stories persist, isn't it?
It is. But it also highlights that desire for concrete evidence. We want to see angelic influence in these big dramatic ways.
And Gabriella, she definitely doesn't shy away from big claims. She says angels can help with all sorts of things, relationships, healing, spiritual growth, even finding more joy.
That pretty much covers all the bases, doesn't it? It's like having a celestial support system for every aspect of your life.
Right. It's a pretty impressive resume. But, and this is a big BUT, Gabriella emphasizes this repeatedly, you have to ask for their help.
So it's not just a free-for-all. We have to make a conscious choice to engage, to request assistance.
Exactly. No request, no assistance. Like, the respecting our free will, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. That aligns with the idea that angels aren't here to control our lives or make our choices for us. It's about guidance and support, but within the framework of our own free will.
Okay, so it's not about bossing angels around.
Definitely not.
And she actually lays out some ethical guidelines for asking for help. Like, your requests, they should be aligned with your conscience, right?
Makes sense. It's about approaching this connection with integrity, wouldn't you say?
Totally. It's not about manipulating angels or using them for selfish gain. It needs to come from a place of genuine need and love.
It's about partnership, not manipulation.
Exactly. So let's say you're ready to reach out. How do you even know they're there? How do you connect with something you can't see or touch?
The age-old question. How do we perceive the imperceptible? It's a common thread in many spiritual traditions.
It is. And Gabriella acknowledges it can be tricky, right? Angels, they don't have physical bodies like we do.
Right. So we're dealing with realities beyond our ordinary senses, which means we need a different kind of perception, a willingness to be open to the subtle.
It's almost like, I don't know, trying to tune into a radio station, but you can't quite find the right frequency.
I like that analogy. And it's not as impossible as it seems, right? We might need to fine-tune our senses a bit.
Exactly. And Gabriella, she gives us a few clues. She says there are these subtle signs of angelic presence to watch out for. Ever find a feather in a weird spot?
Oh, yeah. Like when you find one inside your house and you're like, how did they even get there?
Right. Or catching a glimpse of some strange lights. Or maybe a sudden feeling of warmth washes over you.
Or even just that deep sense of peace and joy out of nowhere, you know?
Yes. Those moments where everything just feels, I don't know, aligned.
Exactly. And what Gabriella emphasizes here is the importance of belief and intention. If we're not even open to the possibility of angels, we might just miss those subtle cues.
Yeah, it's like we have to believe in the frequency before we can actually tune in and hear it.
It's amazing how much our beliefs shape our perception, isn't it?
Yeah.
What we choose to focus on really does influence what we experience.
Totally. So how do we actively tune in? Well, Gabriella, she has this guided meditation where you visualize roots growing from your feet. Deep down into the earth.
The grounding technique. It's about connecting with the earth's energy, right?
Exactly. It's about finding that sense of stability of being rooted. And she says that this helps create a state of love and joy that attracts angels.
Interesting. So many spiritual practices talk about the importance of grounding. That connection to the earth can be really powerful.
And here's where it gets even more interesting. She brings in other beings into this visualization. Gnomes. Fairies.
Oh, like a whole enchanted forest in your mind?
Pretty much. Even get this, trolls.
Trolls, I wouldn't have pictured that.
I know, right? But she says trolls are crucial for transforming negative energy into good energy for the earth. It's like this whole hidden ecosystem of beings working together, all interconnected.
That idea of interconnectedness, it's really at the heart of a lot of spiritual traditions. This sense that we're all part of something much larger than ourselves.
It really makes you wonder what else is out there, doesn't it? So we've talked about visualizations and grounding, but for those wanting a more direct line, Gabriella suggests making agreements with your guardian angel.
Agreements? That sounds very practical.
Right. It's about clearly stating your intentions, what kind of support you're looking for.
Like setting clear boundaries and expectations in any relationship.
Exactly. And remember how we were talking about wanting proof? Well, Gabriella, she challenges us to use everyday challenges as opportunities to test this out.
I see, like mini experiments with angelic assistance.
Exactly. Parking troubles, ask for help finding a spot, running late, ask for some divine intervention with the traffic. It's about integrating this belief into your daily life, seeing if those synchronicities start showing up.
It's about paying attention to those little winks from the universe, right?
Exactly. And she gives a few tips for asking for help. Focus on one thing at a time. Be sincere. Come from the heart. And this one's interesting. Be grateful in advance, like you've already received the help.
Powerful concept that gratitude is a form of manifestation.
It's like you're already saying yes to the universe, opening yourself up to receive.
I love that.
Oh, and one last thing that I found fascinating. She makes this distinction between cosmic law, which she says is all about manifestation based on your own energy, and angelic help, which she sees as a sort of shortcut.
A shortcut. Interesting.
Yeah, but not in a way that bypasses personal growth. It's more like receiving guidance and support that aligns with your soul's purpose, you know?
So not about avoiding the work, but maybe getting a little cosmic assistance along the way.
Exactly. Wow, that was a lot. From AI-powered angels on YouTube to roots, trolls, and cosmic shortcuts, what a wild ride.
Who knew angels could be so complex?
Right. It really makes you think about our place in the grand scheme of things. But that's the beauty of these deep dives, isn't it? We start with a simple question, and it opens up a whole universe of possibilities. So as you go about your day-to-day, Maybe think about this. If you could ask your guardian angel for one thing, what would it be? And how would you ask? Thanks for joining us for this angelic adventure. And remember, the exploration doesn't stop here. Keep asking those big questions. Keep your minds and hearts open, because who knows what other fascinating discoveries await.